ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, I want to talk about something today that has been totally abolished, and yet, I hate to say it, the church uses it quite a bit against their own parishioners, and that's condemnation. Why would you be condemned when Jesus said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed? I believe in conviction, but not condemnation. Here's a wonderful verse, and you know where I'm going, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There's therefore now, so what time is it? Now. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, people get mad at me. They say, that man is never, seems to be sad. You know why? I have no condemnation. When I go before God, I don't go, oh, you mad today? Oh, you're going to hurt? No. I say, hello, Jesus. He say, hi, Jesse. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Here's an example. One time, Jesus talking to a lady in St. John chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Now, he gave her a reprimand. Go and sin no more. That's exactly what I do. Sometimes if I meet someone and they're talking, and I say, I'm not here to condemn you, but go sin no more. Condemnation is makes you feel guilty when you're not guilty, because Jesus not only washed away your sin, he expunged, and I love that word, he expunged your record, which means it never happened. It ceased to exist. You ought to be shouting right there. But yet, it's amazing to me how many preachers, how many Christians try to condemn other people for this and that. You know, you ought not be wearing that dress. I'll never forget one time, you're going to laugh at this. Jody was just a child. She was maybe 4 years old. And this lady walks up, tells me this. That's one thing you don't do is touch my daughter. And now she's almost 55 years old. She said, I think your daughter's dress is too short. I said, well, yours is so tight, I can strike a match on you. My God. She goes, oh. You know, I said, man, get your tongue off my daughter. Who do you think you are? You want to dance with me? Boy, I mean, I got flat irritated. Then I realized something about God. He gets irritated and angry when people try to touch his children. You better not do that. He said, you don't hurt one of these, it'd be better than a millstone tied around your neck and you throw it in the sea. So I don't know why people love to use condemnation, but they do, and you get it from the devil. Why are you listening to him? Now, you face that fact, and God will honor you, and there'll be no condemnation in your life. There will be conviction. Conviction does not make you feel bad. It opens your eyes to the truth. You go, oh, I'm not going to do that no more. Condemnation is this, you low-down, dirty dog, you'll never amount to anything, you're not this, you're not that. Now, that's not fun to hear, is it? Let me read it again, Romans 8, verse 1. There's therefore now, what time is it? Now, no condemnation to them are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're a spirit man, housed in a soul and clothed in a body. You ought to be smiling every day, 24/7. That doesn't mean that life don't throw curveballs at you, but if you know how to hit a curveball, you can put it out the park. You see what I'm saying? Life is not easy sometimes, but I refuse to be condemned by anyone, including the devil or anyone that Satan is using to try to condemn me. Do you get that? You understand what I'm saying? Yet it's a powerful tool. And people, I've seen people preaching sermons, boy, and they're doing good. That preacher's doing really good. All of a sudden, they begin to switch over into the condemnation. Before you know it, people go, oh. The Word of God doesn't make you feel guilty. It opens your eyes to the truth. And you go, wait, I'm not doing that no more. I'm changing. Repent means to turn from, go the other way. It's bigger than forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. No, repent. Turn from, go the other way. And it will be a great blessing to you. You face that fact, ladies and gentlemen, it will change your life in every which way, shape, or form. People get envious and jealous of you if you have something financial. See, they're trying to condemn you because they've been condemned. You don't want none of that stuff. You have been set free. I'll say it again. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Look at me. That's me. I'm a free man, praise God. And it's such a blessing to serve the Lord. Face that fact today, and condemnation will never be a part of your life.